You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Notable in the address by the Prime Minister of Israel, Mr. Netanyahu, before members of Congress, were the missing parts of the congressional delegation of chiefly, and entirely to my knowledge, of the Democratic Party. Resentful or in some fashion critical of the Prime Minister's voice and presentation. However, what I understand from a new article by Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution writing at Real Clear Politics is that the Prime Minister was in before that room. I think it was his fourth occasion to address Congress, which is notable, before that room to lay out the case for what had happened so far, and that Iran was the author of the depredations that are now 10, 11 months in Hamas, and on the eve of even worse in the War of the North and a tango with Iran. Peter, a very good evening to you. The Prime Minister was there to teach. It wasn't a speech for singing rhetoric. It wasn't a moment for fight on the beaches. It was a moment to lay out the case against Iran. Your measure, was he successful and did the audience appreciate his mission? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I think it was an excellent speech. And for those who were in the audience, I think it proved very instructive. Although Netanyahu was extremely respectful of President Biden, thanked President Biden for the support he provided, especially in the first 10 days, the personal visit that President Biden made, the supportive rhetoric, the billions of dollars that have flown from the United States to Israel over the course of the last 10 months. There was also a kind of implicit reproach of the United States, of the Biden administration, in that Netanyahu had to travel 6,000 miles from Israel to explain to Americans that Israel confronts a seven-front war led by Iran, which is also a war against America, American principles, and American interests.
And in the presentation, he was making all the points that have been made for years that Iran is the chief sponsor of terror. I don't know anybody who objects to that conclusion. It's not a partisan affair. It's gone back and forth between administrations. And yet, there is a puzzle. Let's take the two parts of the puzzle. There is Israeli presentation to protest the prime minister, and there is American presentation to protest the prime minister. The Israeli is less known to me. There looks to be a political divide in Israel that has not been resolved by several elections. So we can say that the prime minister, now in his fifth or sixth iteration as PM, he's been in government, in and out of government for many decades, is a controversial figure, and it commands less than half of the Israeli public's adoration. Where is this in the world of elections? Because the parliament is very difficult to read.
Well, I think all that's right, John. The divide, the deep divide, the intense divide in Israel is poorly understood here. So intense is the opposition's animosity to Netanyahu that 33 figures or so drawn from national security, government, commerce, the academy, published an open letter in advance of Netanyahu's visit, deploring that that their prime minister was given an audience, but was given the platform of the United States Congress, a joint session, and an audience with President Biden in the White House. And their explanation was that Netanyahu continues to be on trial for fraud, for breach of trust, for bribery, that a recent state commission has accused him of improper actions in regard to Israel's purchase of submarines from a German company and Egypt's purchase of submarines, that Netanyahu is centrally responsible for Israel's failure to be ready for the October 7th attacks, and more. And in signing that letter, these former defense ministers, former heads of the Mossad, generals, others, they really were speaking for a significant segment of Israeli society, even a majority. On the American side, it's a little different. We Americans, including Americans on the left, really do not understand well the internal divisions within Israeli society. For the American left, for the nearly half of the Democrats in Congress who chose not to attend the speech, they're objecting to Netanyahu principally for a single reason. They regard him as the chief obstacle to the creation of a Palestinian state. Of course, on that matter, I can say they are incorrect. The chief obstacle to the establishment of a Palestinian state is, as it has been for decades, the Palestinian Authority and the Palestinian people.
Let me understand Netanyahu's role in Israel, and then we'll come to the U.S., which I'm more familiar with. That's a coalition government, a national government that was called during the Second War for Churchill, made up of all parties participating with some significant roles for the far right, some roles for the center. It's very confused. So all of that is watered down to Netanyahu did it? Is that how it works?
To a very significant extent, yes, Netanyahu has been the leader of the Israeli government since 2009, apart from 1 year in 2021-2022. The opposition has had a tendency to personalize matters, focusing all of its complaints on Netanyahu. One has to say in reply, though, that that the Netanyahu government has had a tendency to personalize matters, giving Benjamin Netanyahu primary credit for what has been achieved over the last 15 years. And last 15 years, at least up until January 2023, with the introduction proposals for judicial reform, had been a kind of golden era for Israel, which the economy was flourishing, tremendous new opportunities were being created. It looked as if with the Abraham Accords, Israel was becoming substantially integrated into the region.
All successful and to be argued in Israeli politics. That's the nature of democracy. We move to the American side. And much of the opposition to Mr. Netanyahu shows up during a time of political preparation for a presidential contest. Was that influential in some fashion by the boycotters?
Oh, I think it was. There's no doubt that Benjamin Netanyahu is, among other things, a political creature, and so is each and every member of the United States Congress. So Netanyahu certainly hoped to gain political advantage by addressing the United States Congress. By the way, you mentioned his fourth time. That's right. I'm not 100% sure about this, but I think that actually may be a record. He either tied or exceeded Winston Churchill with that fourth address to a joint session of Congress. So Netanyahu meant to score political points back home. And the invitation was initiated by Speaker of the House Mike Johnson against the wishes of the White House. So not attending the speech was seen by many Democratic lawmakers as making a statement that they support their man in the White House and their political team.
So we come to the fact that Netanyahu is a political actor and other political actors find it useful to either oppose or support him or stand around in the middle. Is that where we are? I'm not trying to make fun of it. I'm just trying to say how politics works. It's not history making that political voices are raised during wartime. That's not history making. It's part of the process of having transparency.
Yes, I think that's right. I'll only add to that those two observations that it's in this case it was a particular pity because Netanyahu's message, even though, as you said rightly, reports facts already known, well known to people who have been paying attention, are facts that are not well known to many Americans because we haven't been paying proper attention. So Netanyahu's explanation that Israel is engaged in war not just against Hamas, not even just against Hezbollah. Hezbollah is a huge threat on the northern border, but this Iranian ring of fire, that it's important to make this distinction, this fundamental distinction between the terrorists who attacked Israel and the measures that Israel has been compelled to adopt in order to defend against the terrorists. Points like this have not been effectively made by the Biden administration. Another point is that Israel is not responsible for the humanitarian disaster unfolding in the Gaza Strip. Hamas is responsible, not only because it's a grotesque violation of the laws of war and attacking civilians on October 7th, but because it has decided and been planning for 20 years unlawfully to conduct military operations in and under civilian areas. So getting out these statements, presenting them to the United States Congress, and thereby, I hope, to Americans, was a very important message that it would have been better for it to transcend political differences.
Peter Berkowitz, the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.